It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tonight it's time for a download on Chicago business. This is our local segment we do where we focus on local entrepreneurs, get their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, let's talk about Ukrainian Village and the gourmet cafe slash, what would you say, market? I think that's it. All Together Now, which is on Chicago Avenue, and it's all the rage right now. And in studio with me, Erin Carlman Weber. She is the co-owner of the Gourmet Market and Cafe. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Justin. Happy to be here.
So let's get into this. Where does this concept come from? Because most of the time, you're going to get people who are going to either open a restaurant or open a store.
Well, my partners and I joke around that we created a room that we wanted to hang out in and filled it with all of our favorite things, which is not that far from the truth. When we were conceptualizing the space and the experience, it was very important that it be a gathering place, somewhere that the neighborhood could use as a social hub. And as we were talking about how to make that happen, it became clear that we needed to have what keeps people in seats, right? It's food, it's drink. So we had always known that there would be a retail component to it, that we would have a great selection of wine, a fun selection of beer, we would do specialty cheeses and meats. But what took us to the next step of toward restaurant was the notion that we really did want to create a place that people felt comfortable hanging out in.
It absolutely does that. I guess the question would be, do you have to prioritize? Do you believe as a co-owner and a business, as an entrepreneur, that it's first restaurant and then store, or first store then restaurant? Do you have to discern?
We may have to eventually, and we'll see how the first few years bear out. But the notion is that one feeds the other, right? So if you have a great glass of wine and a cheese plate while you're sitting at our bar, you can take that bottle of wine home and you can come back when you need cheese for your Thanksgiving table and use the place as a store rather than as a restaurant as you'd experienced it before. And our retail products pop up on the menu that the kitchen puts out. So, you know, there will be, right now we have a tartine and open-faced sandwich on the menu that uses a really beautiful blue cheese that we have. So if you enjoy,
that's a good idea. Yeah, right. It's right there for you to purchase, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and it's, you know, we obviously stand by the products because you can try them in an unexpected way too.
So I always think about the combo stores and think about the neighborhood you're in, Ukrainian Village, and I remember, you know, this may date me, but Rothschild's, the liquor store, was a bar and a liquor store. So I guess there is some historic precedent for Ukrainian Village.
There certainly is. Well, and they still exist. Ola's and Damon and Augusta is still a combo there. There's a handful of old school places where you can take home a fifth of vodka, but also have a pint of old style.
Right, right. So the packaged goods.
Exactly.
This is a different kind of package.
Right. Yeah. We're catering to a slightly different clientele, young families like myself and my friends.
Well, let's talk about that clientele because a lot, like you said, they're specialty, both liquors, the wine and beer, but also in the cheeses and the meats. To do that kind of thing, you have to stand out. It can't just be here's a couple offerings. So how do you do that? How do you curate and make sure that you have the right kind of product that these young families are looking for?
I think people, first and foremost, are looking for something that tastes good. So that's the overarching umbrella, right? So within that, for wine, we focus on quote-unquote natural wines, which are having a bit of a moment these days because people care about what's going in their food and their drink, and they're aware in a way that they weren't before. But the flavors and tastes that you experience in this category of beverage are pretty unique, and people are really latching onto that. And we try to provide great value too, because we're working with some non-traditional wine regions, grapes. You don't get the price tag that comes from, you know, what you would find in a Burgundy or Bordeaux, something with a lot of, you know, the labeling designations that often add price but don't necessarily increase quality.
Right, right.
And we pay attention to what other stores around us have too. You know, we want to be able to offer them something that they're not going to find.
As a business, how important is that, especially when you're in a neighborhood like Ukrainian Village where there are so many young families and I would say younger palates that are starting to get wise to what is specialty when you talk about the trends, natural wines or whatever cheeses and things like that. So how do you as a business stay ahead of that curve? Is it really just going to all the places, understanding what people are purchasing? What do you have to do as an owner and an entrepreneur to stay on top of that?
Well, we pay a lot of attention to what people are asking for. We made some pretty good guesses stocking the shelves to start. But, you know, for example, people are really into a particular style of wine called orange wine. So it's a particular way of making wine from a white grape. It's made in more of a red style. But people cannot get enough of those these days. And they're delicious. So as per customer requests, we have more of those on our shelves than we did when we started. And when we're tasting with our distributors, who are also a really integral part of this puzzle, they're great at showing us new producers and, you know, telling us about what they're seeing on their side because they're, you know, one step ahead of us, us in the chain.
I was going to say, we've talked to restaurateurs and we've talked to people who run small businesses, and they'll talk about just how hectic running a restaurant is or how hectic running a small boutique is. You've got them both. So is it, because of that combination, does it double the hecticness? What does it do to be able to stay on top of running both a store and a restaurant?
The space is small enough that they feel like a single entity. At this point, I don't think of them as two separate things. Our team fills both roles. They work as servers and as cheesemongers and as your wine shop assistant. You know, everybody needs to be comfortable hopping between those roles.
Right.
And because there is so much crossover between what people can experience with us at All Together Now and, you know, while sitting on their couch at home, I don't think of them that much differently. From a logistics and operational standpoint, since, you know, there is the product categories coincide enough that we don't.
What's the biggest challenge for you for jumping into this and saying, this is what I want. I want a space where we can all come together and your partners, I'll put this all together, your co-owners. What is the one area where, like, I didn't think about that? That's the one thing I wish I would have paid more attention to.
That's a great question. There's not one particular thing. I was familiar enough with the operational side of things. I'd never owned a place like this, but I had worked in the industry long enough that I wasn't completely in the dark about what was coming my way. I mean, I certainly spend a lot more time reconciling invoices. I would much rather be talking about wine with our guests or, you know, telling our staff about a cheese that we've gotten. I don't think there have been any huge surprises on that front, though.
Yeah.
It is, I think, the degree that to which I experience those things sometimes feels a little heavier than I had wanted it to be. But, you know, I think if I had fully paid attention to anybody who started a business from a passion project or an interest like this, and they're like, you spend a lot more time doing really unsexy things, I wouldn't have been so surprised or be talking about it right now.
I think Chicago is an interesting place when it comes to boutique or gourmet markets, because we've had a string of them. At times, we had the Fox and Nobel chains at one point, and I know there's other small boutiques that have survived the test of time. But at the end of the day, and now you see a whole different game where it comes to Foxtrot and other places like that seem to be catering to the more acquired tastes of the consumer, even at the sense that they're not necessarily a grocery store. They're not a place that you're going to walk in and get your fundamentals, right? Do you see yourself competing with that kind of thing, or do you see yourself in the long tradition of that gourmet boutique cafe market history that Chicago has offered?
I definitely see us as part of that tradition and the evolution of where that is headed. I think folks like Foxtrot and the other people who have paved the way, I think they've done a really good job of sort of setting a category of tastes. And I think the elevation of, you know, people's preferences for coffee or for wine or for beer, I think the more familiar people get with that, the better we'll all do.
Why Chicago? What is it about Chicago? Because there, you know, obviously you can find a long history of this stuff in New York City and not even mention California. That's the kind of go-to. What is it about setting up shop here in Chicago?
So I actually lived in New York for a handful of years. And even then, I had the seeds of this idea had been planted. And I always knew that it was going to be Chicago. I am from the area. And when I came back here, it was just reinforced over and over and over again. People were incredibly generous with their their expertise and their time. And I reached out to so many people to say, like, is this amount of linen I think I'm going to go through in a week, is that reasonable? And, like, what does having a patio do for you? And the most minute question was no big deal for so many people. And the community has been so incredibly supportive. And I think just by and large, you know, Chicagoans don't take themselves too seriously. I think people tend to think of the categories of wine and cheese and fancy beer as something that you need to have special knowledge to enjoy or appreciate. And we're trying to knock that down. And I feel like there is no better place than this. People are receptive to that if it's presented in the right way. And I couldn't imagine doing that any place other than here.
This co-owner, Erin Carlman Weber, in her her gourmet cafe and market is called All Together Now, which is in Ukrainian Village right here in Chicago. My guest tonight on the Download in Chicago Business. Erin, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Justin.